villages still on board. We are now up to 18 business sector partners that are now funding annually a total of $93,500. And the other update that we had accomplished recently at the suggestion of both University of Northern Iowa and Insight Consulting is a redesign of our website. The new website went live on June the 19th. Much more modern, crisper look, better navigation, easier to access the data and demographics that we have on file, and also does a better job of the utilization of Location One, which is a service that's provided by KCP&L out of Kansas City. So those are all improvements. You know, when we first got started, one of the first objectives was to get a website up there, and we used a capable provider, but it was time to grow and improve, and we were able to do that just about a month ago. So the other thing I want to touch on, the enhanced
interface. What is that?
I'm sorry?
What is that web address?
www.taneycountypartnership.com. Matches the new name, and so that was another one of the drivers to change the name to match the web address and everything else, so easier to find and helps with search engine optimization and so on. So the enhanced enterprise zone, which was established in 2012, actually established and voted in 2013, we continue to have one business locally that has taken advantage of that. Not from a property tax abatement standpoint, but through the state tax credits for the new payroll. To date, 15 new jobs with right at $400,000 in capital investment combined in the 2 years for that business. So, again, they're not building new property, so they're not utilizing the tax abatement from a property tax standpoint, but they are getting tax credits from the state for those new jobs. So, and also, I want to thank the commission for appointing Dan Boone to fill the vacant seat on that board, and also reappointing the two seats to continue with Ms. Kraus and Mr. Osborne. So that board is set and established, and will not need new appointments until, I believe, December 31st of 2015. So, appreciate that. As we've come along and grown, one of the things from a proactive standpoint is to engage site selection consultants, which we started actively doing this year from an outbound standpoint. We took part in some of this last year with Lakeside with Locators through Missouri Economic Development Council, but this year was the first year we started going out and traveling to their location and having meetings with site consultants and agencies. So to date this year, we have engaged with 36 consultants representing 22 agencies in Chicago, Philadelphia, Dallas, and Kansas City. We go on these, you know, for lack of a better term, we call it speed dating, because you get about an hour with them at their location. But the objective is to raise their awareness, to make them realize and know and helpfully open their eyes to what not only Taney County, but Southwest Missouri has to offer as they're serving their clients in site location services. So we go with Missouri Partnership and or the Springfield Regional Economic Partnership, because they're more apt to take appointments from a regional standpoint versus just local, you know, municipalities or from a county standpoint. So been very successful there. What we share with them is the results of our targeted industry analysis, the 12 North American Industrial Classification Codes that were identified that we have the assets to support. We also inform them of our labor pool, or our labor shed. Some of these scenarios where they work for their clients, they may limit their searches to metropolitan statistical areas, or MSAs, of 250,000 or 500,000. Well, obviously, you know, the micro MSA of Stone and Taney County is only 85,000, so there's a lot of those searches that we wouldn't even come up on. But if you look at our labor pool, where we pull employees from, that represents well over 500,000 people. And so we try to, you know, let them know that the labor force is here within a certain travel distance. You know, the assets are in place, and so that you know, we just encourage them to broaden and keep in mind when they're, you know, doing their preliminary searches that we could be a player if they just deviate a little bit from their standard. You know, if they're just going to look at MSAs, there's a lot of those we won't come up on, you know, quite frankly. So, again, through that targeted industry analysis, we do have our 500 company leads list that we are starting to mine. Again, that's through the University of Northern Iowa. And we continue to get assistance from them and also Insight Consulting. Insight Consulting was here back on April 30th and did a community presentation that was very well attended and was very pleased with that. Kind of, they gave the ins and outs from a site selection standpoint of what communities do to compete better and what they ought not do. And so that was a great meeting that was held at Branson City Hall. Insight has also provided us with a framework of marketing material as we begin to produce tip sheets and sell sheets and leave-behinds for these meetings with these site consultants of the information that they're looking for and the type of information they would like to have that makes us more marketable. And so we're working on that. Another thing on the last thing about consultants.
Is there any, and I apologize.
No, yeah, no.
Jump in, yeah. Is there any possibility that there's going to be a follow-up to what they've done originally?
Yeah, we'll update that because I'm, from a manufacturing standpoint, in the 19 counties surrounding us, I don't think there's a big change happening in what's there. You know, that's based off buyer-supplier linkages, the existing industry that's here, and also the labor force. That's the three main, basically the main drivers of that report. So I feel we have a good 2, maybe 3 years of that's going to be very applicable before needing an update. But since that the foundation of that is already in place, I think updates with you and I will be pretty easy to get. So, but that is on the radar, and we are aware of that. Last thing I want to touch on as far as consultants, we did host our first familiarization tour with True Partners Consulting out of Chicago a couple weeks ago. Again, we partnered with and shared the cost with the Springfield Regional Economic Partnership. We brought them down on a Thursday, spent Thursday afternoon in Springfield, and then we spent Friday, first half of the Friday, down here in Taney County. We did a community presentation out at the airport, did a drive tour, ended up going out towards Civil War City and coming back, and then Craig Richards, our chairman, hosted lunch at Top of the Rock, and the consultants were very, unlike even on a tourism standpoint, when you bring folks in to familiarize them with our community, they have a certain perception in their mind before they get here, and it's not always the right perception. So when these folks left, and the feedback we got from them is they were very impressed, had no idea what was here, totally different what they had expected. So again, another positive outcome for somebody for a group that works directly with, you know, companies that are looking to relocate and expand. So one of the things on that same note with the familiarization tour, we were able to do a minor sponsorship for the Legends of Golf. And I sent out several invitations to the consultants we had met with earlier on in the year to invite them to come participate and view that tournament. Got a lot of great response. I think for next year we're going to consider trying that again and being ahead of that a little bit further, to allow the consultants time to prepare and plan and be able to invite them in for a couple days, let them enjoy the tournament, and also show them, you know, the community and the assets that we could have to help them help their clients. So we'll see if that works out. I know usually with these consultants, they you send them stuff and they rarely respond. And the invitations I sent for the golf tournament, I had about 75 90% response rate from all the folks within. I sent it to about 25 consultants, actually. So hopefully to get to utilize that next year. Switching a little bit now to Certified Work Ready Communities is a program that we've been working with since the state rolled it out in August of 2012. We have our steering committee established. Missouri now has 7 counties that are certified. Leads the nation. Missouri is one of the first 5 states to start working with Certified Work Ready Communities initiative, along with South Carolina. And South Carolina is actually the only other state that has, I believe they have 3 certified counties currently. But one of the things that we're working with that has helped recently from the state level is the test that is required for emerging workforce is what it's termed. It's basically high school and college graduates to take the ACT Work Ease Assessment Test. We have in our budget the money to help pay for the 4 high schools in Taney County to get their registrars for ACT to be able to administer the ACT Work Ease Assessment Test. The Department of Elementary and Secondary Education recently, back during legislative session, agreed to allow the ACT Work Ease to be counted towards the Missouri School Improvement Program 5, the MSIP 5 program, so the schools will now get points for administering those tests. The partnership is going to pay for Bradleyville, Forsyth, Branson, and Hollister to pay for their registrars. We also have the money in the budget to pay for the certificates for the kids taking the test, and also the block of 100 tests to get them started. So there are four areas where we have to hit certain goals that are established by ACT in the state. One is emerging workforce, which is the students, transitioning workforce, which is the unemployed, and also the current workforce, which is those that are currently employed, and then the number of businesses supporting. Currently, we have, I believe, 60 out of the 97 businesses that we need to support, so we're going to get that wrapped up probably by the end of the year. But the big thing was for DESE to allow for the ACT Work Ease to count for the MSIP 5 program, which is going to be good. Now, you know, hopefully the schools have so many tests to take already, but I think once we get them in there, they'll see the benefit that this testing can provide, not necessarily for those kids that are going to go off to school, but those that are going to be going straight into the workforce locally and in the region. So that's a good program, and when we're actually driving that on the county level, so look forward to that coming through. As far as projects, I want to touch on a couple things. Currently involved with 7 active projects. 2 projects that we've been involved in have been announced, both the Menards store in Hollister and the Ballparks of America at the Red Roof Mall site in Branson. Based off the information we've been given by those 2 companies, those projects, when they come to fruition, will account for close to 200 new jobs, over $4 million in new payroll, and $39 million in capital investment in the county. I think that's a good start. I think the sports project has created a lot of interest. Currently working on a couple more that are requesting information and looking at preliminary locations around the county for additional sports facilities. So that's very exciting. In the project pipeline, currently we have, I said, 7 active projects. I have 4 projects that are inactive, but all those combined, the 11, they account for over 900 jobs, close to $30 million in new payroll, new investment of around $390 million. Now, that sounds like a lot, because it is, but when it comes down to it, you know, a third of these projects will probably be canceled. The remaining third will be postponed indefinitely, and then The remaining third, the last third, is what we have an actual opportunity to land. So we've had good success so far. You know, these things take time. You know, Menards went very quickly. Ballparks, we started working with them back in July of 2012. So one thing is that in the last 6 to 9 months, the activity has increased quite a bit, a lot more interest, a lot more requests for all kinds of information, be it real estate, be it workforce numbers, be it proximity to other businesses, or it's just very encouraging to see the level of activity that we're getting. So the one thing I do want to touch on, and we've talked about this before, from a long-term standpoint, infrastructure is the key. We've had these discussions, but development follows infrastructure. And so I think we need to keep focusing on and do everything we can to support road and bridge projects, utility projects, expansion of existing utilities. So that's one thing we keep our mind on and our eyes open for. So the last thing I wanted to touch on, and again, feel free to ask me any questions, or if I didn't touch on something that you were thinking of, just let me know. But a week ago today, we posted a job description for a new employee for the partnership. So we will look to be hiring a second person, marketing and programs director. That job posting will run through Friday, August 1st. We've been told by both University of Northern Iowa and Insight Consulting that it's difficult for a professional and a successful economic development organization to do all the things that need to be done, having just one person doing it. So the board approved a couple weeks ago to post this job to see what kind of candidates we could get. I was out last week on vacation, but I'm very pleased of the amount of response we've gotten at this point. I would like to, at some point, make a formal request of the commission for additional funds to help with some of the cost, employment cost of this new individual. And so I would ask that if the commission would want me to submit that request in writing, or to come before this board again at a later date, or how's the best way to proceed with doing that?
Well, from my perspective, if you're looking for additional funding, you need to submit a written request to the county commission.
Okay.
And it's something that the commission will consider.
All right. I will do that.
In our budget, we have a specific line item for economic development, correct?
Yes.
Do we have anything left in that without having to wait till next year? I guess Rick's not in here. I was thinking there were some funds available.
When I looked at it, I was just looking on the website, but there was, I think, a total of around $75,000 in that line item.
And we've done 50 originally, plus we did a partial amount.
Originally the first year was 75 because we caught the end and got to get things started, and then it's been 50 cents. We would ask for, in the written request, I will ask for a 50% increase in that 50, not only for this year but moving forward to help fund the additional staff. And then with them being specifically targeting marketing, which we're looking for the talent to fully utilize and keep the website up to date, produce all marketing material outbound to not only site consultants but also the 500 company leads list that we're going after, and also help with the day-to-day operations. One of the things that it's great to be called away on a site site visit, but when you have something planned that day, everything gets pushed back, and that's a great problem to have. I'm not complaining, but just there's a lot of things that we could be doing, and doing better if we just had another pair of hands, which is what we're looking to do. So.
You guys have any other questions of Jonas?
I do.
Go right ahead, sir.
My question is the number of people that have entered the partnership. Of course, this will be broadcast when they get it fixed, the actual tape of this. But does the range of participation in the other partners, can you give me an idea of what the lowest to the highest number is, so that if someone is interested in being a partner, they would have some idea of what the cost would be to
you
them.
You bet. Yeah, currently there's three levels. Well, three benchmarks, basically. $2,500 a year is the minimum. And then we have a $5,000 annual and $10,000 above. The $10,000 above, that and the county commission, the Branson Chamber, and the four elected or four voted upon cities or villages, they make up the executive committee. So there's currently six of those businesses that fund at $10,000 or above, one that funds at $5,000 annually, and then there's 11 that fund at $2,500 annually.
Is there any type of criteria that you as you request the funding from them, is that strictly voluntary?
Yeah, it's voluntary. I mean, we've got some, it's not based off any number of employees or size or anything. It's whatever they feel comfortable with. But the minimum to join the partnership and have a seat on the board is $2,500 annually. And we've actually, since inception, we've had 20 total partners. We've lost two that have gone away, not by any result of what the partnership was. It was more due to personal and business related circumstances that they had to bow out. So, but from a retention standpoint, I think we're doing really well. We're coming up on the end of the first 3 years, so this will be the anniversary of the charter group, which was originally about 11 or 12. All signs to us indicate that everybody should re-up again, so feel confident with that. And we're also actively now going out seeking new or going back to businesses we've talked to in the past and talking to new businesses and seeing if they'd like to participate now that we've got some miles behind us. And we continue to work closely with, obviously, the regional, the state. The State Missouri Economic Development Council sit on that board. So we get a lot of assistance, a lot of help from good partners.
I'm wondering if you had an opportunity through the study that was done through National Association of Counties to glean any of the information from some of the other counties that have successful economic.
I'm glad you mentioned that. I appreciate that the help there with NACO. To answer your question, no, I've not had the opportunity to reach out to any of those counties. We were one of 35 counties nationally that was published in that in that paper. And I think that was, for us, it highlighted the public-private partnership aspect and the leadership of the county and to put this thing together. So,
The interactive map that they've posted that they mm-hmm. have available, you can actually click on where that location is, and it brings up the story about what they're
yep.
doing and the information.
Yep.
It really is.
Yeah, we'll have a link.
Great
to
opportunity,
that.
I think.
We'll have a link to that on the website. I've had some inquiries from press, but I was gone last week, so I'll follow up on that. But that was some good publicity for the partnership and for the county in that NACO study.
Wrap up comments?
I'm done. I'm
Jonas, thank you for your time. That was an excellent report.
Thank you for your time and your continued support. Appreciate it very much, and you know where to find me.
I'd like to stand in recess for just a couple of moments. Are we getting our...